This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From Insights Magazine, Adrian Drayton, good morning.
Morning.
Despicable You.
Despicable Me. That's correct. It's a new animated film. There's been some great animated films out this year. Toy Story 3 and the Dragon film, How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Both excellent ones. And this, actually, you have to say, comes in a good third. It's a great film. It's an animated film about a grouch called Gru, who's actually voiced by Steve Carell. He also happens to be a supervillain with a secret lair in the middle of suburbia, a partner in crime, Dr. Nefario, and hundreds of cute minions that do his bidding.
Oh. Gru's never heard cute and minion in this.
Yeah, well, they're kind of little, they look like little squashy potatoes with overalls on.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, they're lovely. Quite cute. Gru's latest project, to shrink and steal the moon, no less, runs into a snag due to a lack of funding.
At the bank, would be awfully expensive, wouldn't it?
Well, it is awfully expensive, and the Bank of Evil won't provide a loan until Gru's first, like, he shows some progress in this. And in order to shrink the moon, he needs a shrink ray. So he has to steal that, and unfortunately his competitor, Vector, who's also a supervillain, has stolen it first. So what's an evil mastermind to do? Gru would do anything to get what he wants. He kind of blows up balloons for small children and then pops them. So he's not very nice to them. So he'd even pretend to be the perfect father to adopt three orphan girls if it would somehow help him in this game.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Which it does. He does in this case. But you see, Margot, Edith, and Agnes are his foils. They are kind of like the good guys, and he's the bad guy. What he didn't bargain for was he didn't bargain for actually falling in love with the three of them, and he has to make certain decisions like committing ultra larceny or attending their dance recitals. So you know, it's a big problem. So I don't want to reveal too much more about the story because it's a very excellent, it's a really funny story, and it's got a great setup. It's got a lot of Looney Tunes moments in it where the supervillains face off using various different weapons. It's kind of not as traditionally computer animated as something like, I suppose, Up. It's got a bit of a more cartoony edge to it, which is a bit refreshing as well. The animation reminded me a little bit of The Incredibles. It's sort of, yeah. And while it's probably not up to Pixar's high standard, its heart is definitely in the right place. And frankly, a film for kids about parenting for adults is quite good, I think, thematically, because we all need more parenting tips, although some of Gru's tips probably aren't what you want to take away. So yeah, but it scores points for me for being good, pure fun. So yeah.
How many evil villains do you give it?
I'm going to give it 8.5 evil villains. Okay. And it's rated PG, so it's fun for the whole family.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you.
With some movie news, Adrian Drayton again, what have we got?
We've got, I don't know if you know, you probably wouldn't, because I'm up on these things.
Of course, we don't know.
We might surprise you. Spill the beans.
There's an X-Men prequel happening.
Yes.
I knew it.
Did you?
No.
It's called X-Men First Class.
Oh, cool.
So it's an origin story about the beginnings of all the X-Men. Now, Aussie Rose Byrne is in negotiations to star in the prequel. She'll play Moira MacTaggert, a Scots scientist and genetic expert who becomes involved with Professor Charles Xavier, who's played, because it's a younger version of him and he's not played by Jean-Luc Picard.
Needs some hair.
Patrick Stewart.
I imagine.
He's played by James McAvoy. During the founding years of his Academy for the Gifted and Talented, she helps him out with some young mutants.
Darn it. That was my chance. I'd make a great bald young, what's his face?
But you don't look young enough. You still look like Patrick Stewart age.
Dr.
Sorry, man.
Charles Xavier.
I think he could be a double Xavier for Patrick Stewart. But
you reckon?
Yeah.
Well,
I've heard in the films he was kind of, he's not in your 50s.
Moving on.
Yeah, you could have.
Again,
actually,
he could have been a good double.
Come to think of it, could have been.
Remove a couple of my liver spots and I think I'd be fine. Going on though.
So First Class should be in front of the cameras by the end of this month. Now, in other news, Daniel Radcliffe has got his work cut out for him in 2011. It'll be 10 years since he became the face of the Harry Potter franchise, so he's deciding what to do next. Wow. Poor guy. How do you follow that?
Oh, absolutely.
But with the last installment due out next June, he's got lots of new projects to consider. One of them is a classic remake of All Quiet on the Western Front.
Wow.
And he also may go in the direction of comedy in a film called Jay and Seth versus the Apocalypse, which sounds interesting. It's obviously a comedy about the apocalypse.
That would be cool.
It is funny stuff.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
So Entertainment Biz reports that he is being pursued for a role in this, but all that they can confirm is that Radcliffe's people say that he's going to star in a Broadway musical, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. So that's what he's up to for the next little while.
Very good.
So he's trying to shake off his Harry Potter.
Just imagining him singing in a Broadway musical, it doesn't quite...
I think he could do it. He is quite diverse. Because he was in that Aussie film as well, wasn't he? About
That's true.
He was, September Boys.
He's September Boys, that's the one. Yeah. Okay.
Very good. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thanks.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.